From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
That might be a first for ABQ Connect, and it actually turned out to be real appropriate. I was doing some show prep and preparing actually for when I'll be on the air tonight and sharing stuff. Often I'll share with people, hey, it's National Whatever Day. Today, I didn't know this, is National Anthem Day, and not just our national anthem. Today, March 3rd, observes the songs nations around the world have adopted and chosen to represent their national identity. And I thought, how appropriate is this? My first guest today, folds of honor in studio, our retired Air Force Colonel James Quick is in studio with us, and he brought guest Greg Aragon. Greg, a captain with Albuquerque Fire Department. Gentlemen, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I thought I was at the movie theater on base there for a minute there, Colonel Quick. Yeah. Do they even still do that?
I don't know.
Do they? Okay. Okay. Well, I grew up a military brat. So, you know, I had to get kind of used to going to the movies and not standing up before the movie started. Oh, they're just showing the previews. Okay. Here we go. All right. Let's have a little bit of fun before we jump into today's topic. Okay. And no pressure, gentlemen. All right. A little bit of, let's start with this. National Anthem, frequently asked questions. Which military branch first used the Star Spangled Banner, gentlemen? Any guess? It was a guess for me. I would have got it wrong.
The Army?
It was not the Army.
I was thinking the Navy.
It is the Navy. The Star Spangled Banner was first recognized for official use by the U.S. Navy in 1889, where it was played while raising the flag. All right. Now, this one is subjective.
It was born on a ship, by the way.
The national anthem. Yeah, yeah, and that's part of what we'll cover here. Now, we're going to come up on stuff here, Colonel Quick. You're going to be real dialed into, but this is subjective, this one. Whose Super Bowl national anthem performance was the best? Now, I don't know who put this together. Let me just run through. Number five is actually of the ones they put here. The one I'd probably put as number one was Luther Vandross. Kelly Clarkson, number four, Beyonce, number three, Jennifer Hudson, number two, and the number one, any guess?
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, you got it, Greg. Yeah,
I'm a Cowboy fan.
So. Well, you and I need to talk. I'll pray for you.
The Navy guy that did it at this year's Super Bowl,
yeah,
lives in Phoenix. We know him.
Oh, okay.
He's retired Navy, and he sings at the Patriot All-America every year.
Oh, man.
Great big guy. He's retired Navy. But
all right, now, Colonel Quick, you'll probably jump all over this. Both of you gentlemen will probably get this. Okay, the rules for behavior while the national anthem is played. Now, Let's start with non-military individuals. What would you say is proper, gentlemen, for non-military individuals?
Take your hat off.
Okay.
Hand over heart.
And stand.
Stand in erect stature.
Yep. Quiet. That's right. You got it exactly. Okay. Now, military personnel. Let's start with military personnel in uniform.
Options. Prior military, retired, or active duty can salute. Or hand over heart. Your option.
Okay. And actually, here's what it says. It says, military personnel should render the military salute with hats removed if not in uniform, or if not in uniform, however, they can, elect to hand over heart,
right,
or salute. Yeah. And of course, always remove your hat. Yeah. And I actually grew up in a house where, covered area, your hat was off.
So, always looking for some cover.
Okay, now a little bit more. Let's go through the timeline. Just a little respect for the national anthem in our flag today. National anthem lyrics written, and you mentioned it, Colonel Quick, Francis Scott Key, wrote the poem that would eventually become the lyrics to our national anthem after witnessing the Battle of Anyone?
Wasn't that in Baltimore?
It was Baltimore. Yeah. I told you he'd be all over this. All right. That was in 1814. And then in 1889, the armed forces acknowledged the National Star-Spangled Banner. Benjamin F. Tracy ordered the Star-Spangled Banner to be the official tune when raising the Navy flag. That's where the Navy came into that. And then in 1918, the first sporting event to play the national anthem. Star-Spangled Banner played during the seventh inning of Game 1 of the 1918 World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. And then 1931, it becomes official. President Herbert Hoover signed into law the Star-Spangled Banner as our national anthem.
If you happen to be on a military base at 5 p.m.,
yeah,
the national anthem is played, and you're expected to stop your vehicle. If you're driving, you're not expected to put it in park and get out, but you can.
Yeah.
And if you're walking, you stop and then come to attention, salute appropriately.
Yeah, I remember. And I actually, I'll tell you, I remember specifically living on Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage, and outside the MAC, it was Military Air Command at the time.
Yeah.
The flag was there. And I just remember as a kid, everything stops, man.
It does.
It's something that it seems the longer we go down the U.S. road, the farther we seem to get from some of these traditions. And I mentioned off the air, when my dad passed, a fireman was one of the people in the home. He was working for the hospice that we used. Just that someone was there that knew how to do the flag ceremony was precious to me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And with that, we welcome Greg, who's a captain with the Albuquerque Fire Department. Greg Aragon is here. Greg, Folds of Honor, somewhat new to you?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes, as far as being a board member now.
Okay.
And coupled with the first responder attachment that we have now. But no, I've been with Folds of Honor for a number of years. Actually, my wife and I, we've been with the colonel for a number of years through our relationships, and then I've helped him out.
Okay. And a brief history of what drew you to the fire department and serving? Were you a veteran of one of the armed forces prior to that?
I am a Air Force veteran. Yeah, okay. I served for 11 years, first Gulf War vet.
Oh, by the way, the national anthem we heard today, the United States Air Force singing Sergeants.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Touching. Nice.
Very touching.
Yeah. I was, which one do I play? I had all the celebrities. I went, wait a minute. Colonel Quick's coming in. USAF. There we go.
I would have said if you'd have asked.
Yeah. I know. You're on top of all of this today. Well, I do want to make sure that people, we've mentioned Folds of Honor a couple of times. And Colonel Quick, actually, for those who are tuning in who may not have been with us before and we've talked about it on the air, if you kind of bring them up to speed on what exactly it is the Folds of Honor does.
I would be happy to do that. The Folds was established in 2007 by a young fighter pilot in the Tulsa Air Guard who's coming back from his second tour of combat in Iraq, not Afghanistan. And he witnessed something that motivated him to decide to redirect a part of his life into helping military families who have lost a family member or had one disabled in serving our great country. And that service is to provide scholarships to those families that meet those qualifications. And we've been after it now for since 2007. And when we heard about it in 2008, I went back and visited the foundation, met Dan and the staff, and found a bunch of committed people that channel every nickel that they raise into these scholarships, which is a nationwide program. And then since then, we've become a formal chapter, our own 501c3 under the Folds umbrella here in New Mexico. So we're a state chapter now.
Right. And I appreciate you. Even before that, of course, the Rio Grande Patriots doing a lot of that work for Folds of Honor here in the past.
Yeah, we had to be an official something, so yeah. That's what we call ourselves until we became a chapter. Now we're just Folds of Honor New Mexico, which is kind of neat.
And you brought up his story, Dan's story. I was on the website today, a reminder for those who haven't seen it. Go to foldsofhonor.org. In addition to all kinds of great information, right at the top of the page on About, if you click on the About page, make sure that's but Dan's story, his video is there, and it's well worth watching to hear him tell it in his own words and the inspiration he had.
I don't know how he can tell it. Every time I tell it, I choke up, which is kind of why I avoided it just now.
Yeah.
Because I know I wouldn't talk for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, well,
it's very touching. Very touching.
And really, there's all kinds of touching stories that Folds of Honor have been a part of, and they're reaching out to families across our nation. 91% of donated funds, by the way, for Folds of Honor go directly to scholarships. 44,000 educational scholarships awarded since 2007. I'm getting this right from the website, but I did want to share a little bit of it. And 41% of all scholarships awarded represent minority recipients.
That's right.
Yeah. Which, I'm sure a good portion of those that are serving.
Well, that's 41% happens to be the demographic number for the minority serving in the military.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate all veterans in active duty in their service. Things have changed a little bit now. When Folds of Honor first started up, it was dedicated to providing scholarships to a family of those who had served and lost their lives, and I believe even wounded.
Were disabled.
Yeah, right. Were disabled. Things have changed a little bit, and before we get into that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to let you know more about how Folds of Honor really kind of stretching their arms a little farther to reach out to those that serve right in your local community. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
We're talking today with some folks from Folds of Honor. Colonel James Quick is in studio with us, retired United States Air Force, and a current captain with the Albuquerque Fire Department, Greg Aragon, is here. And Greg, what did you do in the Air Force?
Actually, I was a carpenter. Did a lot of construction, brick and block,
yeah,
runway repair. I was pretty much maintenance.
There's so many people, though. What a great, what a great education the Air Force and the Armed Services have given so many people that, they can take that and it's something they can apply elsewhere in life. But before we went to the break, we were talking about how Folds of Honor, traditionally has reached out to military families. Colonel Quick, that's changed a little bit. And as part of the reason Greg is here as a member of the fire department.
We have had some great news, and it was formally announced on 9/11. I kind of let it leak a little bit because I just couldn't contain myself. But Dan Rooney got up on Fox and made the announcement that because of the large corporate support, increasing number of bucks raised by their chapter program, we're able now to fund first responder scholarships under similar criteria than we have the military family. So our outreach right now, and why part of the reason I'm so glad to be on with you today, is getting the word out across New Mexico to the firefighters and the law enforcement people and EMTs that this option is out there for qualified people is quite a challenge here in New Mexico.
Yeah, and I would say to our listeners at Cannon Air Force Base that are listening at 90.7 FM and around Clovis, Portales at 88.1 FM, and Las Cruces at 88.1 FM, and those that are serving in those areas. If you know any of the folks at Holloman, make
right.
sure and the first responders in any of the cities around That's around exactly the right. around the state that someone who you think would qualify for assistance with Folds of Honor and if someone is listening and I'm not sure if that would qualify as a first responder. Do we kind of want to go through that and make sure, or is it better to just say if you're not sure? You need just.
There's a very simple application process on foldsofhonor.org. Just click on that, and it'll lead you right through it.
Okay.
They take your email and your name, and they get back to you, and all you have to do is let them know you're interested, and they'll walk you right through it. It's a very simple process, I've been told.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that both of you, have got to be where you've got relationships with people who've been able to take advantage of the services provided. Is that right, Greg?
On the first responder end, that would probably be a no, because we're in such an infancy stage
right,
of this. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to bet you've got some folks, you need to make some phone calls and say, yes. Hey, by the way, y'all need to get online and register.
Yes, a lot of first responders statewide, I would like them to understand and know that we're here and let them know that we are a part of it and we're here ready to help.
Well, we, when this announcement was out, we said, okay, how are we going to get the word out?
Yeah.
And immediately I thought, all of the first responder families, police, yeah. Everybody, fire, have chaplains. Mm-hmm. So let's see if we can reach out to the chaplains and see if they're networked at all. And,
right.
And most of those great people can knock on the chief's door. Mm-hmm. And, chief, let me tell you about Folds of Honor here. So we've begun that process. And as a matter of fact, yesterday we met the chief chaplain for the Rio Rancho Police Department. And we really hit it off, and we're going to ask him to be a greater participant than just a communicator. I think he'd lend a lot to our organization, and I hope he's a retired minister too, and great guy. And we bumped into each other in the hall, leaving the chief's office, literally spent an hour talking in the hall, bumping into a class full of new cops getting trained and stuff. I mean, we just couldn't leave it alone. I mean,
right.
It was a great conversation. And I think he's going to be on board. He's retired and doing a lot already. But, as a minister, I think his no button is broken. It doesn't come on. And like mine and, excuse me, my wife's and Greg's.
And that's not unusual for people. I mean, first responders, military, these are people who've served and continue. They may be done serving active duty or what have you, but Greg, you went from serving where you were in the Air Force to serving right here in our community with AFD.
That's right. I parlayed my service to the nation and to the community. I was with the Air Guard after my active duty time here on Kirtland. Still doing the same job, and then I signed up with Kirtland Fire, so I was with them for 5 years.
Okay.
From there, I put my name in the hat to come over to Albuquerque, and they accepted me, and so I've been with Albuquerque for about 23 years now.
Yeah. What are these families dealing with that is going to put them in a position where Folds of Honor are going to be prepared to reach out to them, and maybe some of the things they're dealing with they're not thinking that would be a reason for them to reach out to Folds of Honor?
That's probably a good question for the colonel. We're still figuring out all the bugs on this one.
Yeah, well, we'll get it done.
Yeah, we're blazing this trail. We're just starting to light it on fire.
So it's kind of back to what we said then, Colonel. The best thing to do is if you're wondering if your family qualifies for a scholarship.
Right.
Is just to go on to foldsofhonor.org and fill out the application and start walking through process with you guys.
And there's more news to this scholarship program that I didn't really touch on.
Let's do it.
Kind of flew my mind there for a second. Was at the same time they announced that the first responders would be supported, they also announced that advanced degrees are going to be covered as well. So we actually, from New Mexico, have a kid in medical school. We're sending him through medical school. He's out of state. He's going to school in Iowa, but his folks live here, and his dad was a disabled Vietnam vet. So we picked up his scholarship for medical school.
So in the past, it would stop at a four-year degree. Is that right?
It used to, yeah. But now it goes on. So,
So it was anywhere from a two-year, four-year degree. Now, the kids are going to become a doctor, a lawyer, or what have you after their four-year degree.
And given the cost of education these days, every little bit helps, and it's a lot. So
Well, and every little bit helps. So maybe your family or someone you know may not be someone that would qualify for assistance from Folds of Honor. However, as you listen to us talk about this today, our listeners are giving people. And we would encourage them to go to foldsofhonor.org, and there's a donate button there, and you can assist there. There's also local opportunities, Colonel, that are coming up. You guys, last year, headed to one of the prettiest parts of New Mexico for your golf outing.
Right. We do a tournament with the Alto Lakes Country Club in Ruidoso, and that's as close as they can get on a Friday next to 4th of July, so it's actually on the 30th of June. And that's for the club down there. And then we have our own golf tournament here. It's going to be on the 7th of July. And then we're going to do a 8th of September Patriot Dinner, which you just need to go to that. That is a remarkable event. It's very patriotic. And we partner up with Rotary del Norte, a great bunch of people whose hearts are huge. And they help us out with all the grunt work to put on a tremendous dinner.
That's already your eighth annual. As well as the shootout here locally. And you know, the website, we've been mentioning foldsofhonor.org. It's a easy way to find. But let me bring your attention to locally. You just go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org, and you can log on there. And, of course, for these events, they'd be under /events, but you'll find them on the website. Or just do a Google or whatever search engine, New Mexico Folds of Honor, you'll find the site.
And we're in the process of putting that information on the website right now today. So it's not quite up and running yet, but it will be shortly. So it'll be there. Just click on it, and you go right into this software program that'll enroll you in the events.
And Colonel Quick, are you looking for feet on the ground, busy hands, folks to help out in any way?
We are all the time, of course, but you know, the biggest thing we've got right now is the need that we have is we've got to reach out into the small business community for donations of things we can auction.
Okay.
Silent auction, live auction, that kind of thing. That's, we can use that kind of help a lot. And then just talking about it to your friends and the community to talk it up, to come to the events. If all else fails, just come and have the dinner, enjoy the dinner, and the program's outstanding. We're going to do the national anthem, incidentally, in Diné.
Oh, okay.
This year. We did it the very first year.
Yeah.
And it brought down the house. It was very impressive. We had a lady who was at UNM going through law school who was a singer.
Okay.
And she came and sang it in Diné for us.
And the same person?
No, it's a different lady. I haven't met her yet.
Okay.
But we always start off with observance of the colors and then the national anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, and a chaplain's word.
Well, then it was somewhat appropriate we started the show that way today.
Absolutely. It was.
Well, again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting today with Colonel James Quick and Greg Aragon. Greg's a captain with the Albuquerque Fire Department and on the board at the New Mexico Folds of Honor organization. And they've got a couple of events coming up. We already mentioned them, the 8th Annual Patriot Shootout, the golf tournament, and the Patriot Dinner. And they, now that used to be back to back. Now you got them, in July and in September, but all those are on the website.
Will be soon, within a day or two.
Okay. So keep
also, and we have until the end of this month to get people into the scholarship program.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Colonel, because, it is a timely thing that we, you know, as far as
a 2 month window every year. And we're in the last month of it now.
If you know someone or you're prepared to apply for that, make sure to go to foldsofhonor.org on the web, or locally you'll find the website at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And Colonel Quick and Captain Aragon, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today. I know the answer already, but can we invite you back?
We'd love to, and thank you so much for this outreach. It's very important to what we do, and very, very much appreciated. It's part of the growing community of people that support what we're doing, and we really love it.
Well, I think especially in the landscape of what we may have seen in the last few years, and it kind of ebbs and flows, the support. I know it does over the years, but it's something that we're happy to be a part of. And the door's open, gentlemen. Just let us know when you need to come back in. Thanks for coming in.